Welcome, dear listeners. It is my sincere pleasure to invite you to embark on a transformative journey with the Ministering Angel podcast, hosted by Ronald Myers Jr. Whether you're a newcomer or a returning seeker, prepare to uncover an invaluable resource in your pursuit of a deeper connection with Jesus Christ. If you're yearning to unlock your full potential and triumph over life's challenges, then Ronald, a true prophet of God, has been sent to be your guide. His words are not mere rhetoric, but a divine messenger, empowering you to conquer adversity and emerge victorious. With each episode, you'll discover a treasure trove of insights and inspiration, equipping you with the strength, wisdom, and resilience needed to overcome life's challenges. It's not just a podcast, it's a sanctuary where faith is fortified and miracles unfold. I am truly grateful for your time and presence. Welcome to the Ministering Angel podcast, where Ronald Myers Jr. stands as your faithful companion, leading you on a transformative journey towards a deeper understanding of your faith and a more fulfilling life. Prepare to be inspired, empowered, and forever changed. Here's Ronald.
Consumed. When I started this journey about 11 years ago, I began on fire. It's true that my personality is such that when I invest in anything, I go all in. That is my true nature, but this was different. We, as believers, should always be on fire for the things of God. We should always strive to become closer to God, committed to God, and dedicated to God. Being on fire for God is one thing, and it's a great thing, but being consumed is your ultimate goal for intimacy with God. If you find yourself in a place of being consumed with God, then you are walking as one with Him. Your thoughts are His thoughts. Your ways are His ways. You see as He sees. You move as He would move. Your heart is His heart. Your desires are His desires. It is truly an amazing thing. In today's podcast, I will discuss being consumed with the things of God. It is my desire in doing so that you will understand the benefits you'll receive if you can lay hold of what I'm imparting to you. As a prophet of the Most High God, I am a conduit or bridge between you and God. It is upon me to impart in you the ones God has chosen for me to reach, His thoughts, heart, and nature, along with His instructions. What I share with you, I have done and am living. I have put the things I speak to the test and confirm their truth. Being consumed is not an overnight process. You will have to put it some work. Your heart condition is the key to this process. If you are not genuine in the things of God, then you will never get to this point. I'm sure you're asking, why do I need to be consumed? The question you should ask yourself is why not? If you desire God's best for your life, if you desire to reap the benefits of what you've sown, if you desire the inheritance that is waiting for you, then this is the way to receive those things. Nothing worth having comes easily. You must work for it. Again, I've walked this path. I'm telling you it's legit. What you see happening to me directly results from the things I'm sharing with you right now. As I stated, I began on fire. I stayed reading the Word of God. I continued to ask God daily to show me the truth, and I dedicated and committed myself to His laws and precepts. It's that simple. I allowed the Holy Spirit to make the changes within me, and I became a new man. I'll be honest with you, it wasn't easy. But if I told you that you would hold through some challenging times for a little while, but when you come out of it, you will be the first in your family to become a billionaire, I'm sure you would sign up for that. Or that you would be the generational curse breaker in your family. What if I told you that you were the one that God would choose to set the captives free in your family? That there were many before you who tried and failed, but you were destined to succeed? What if I told you that because of all you'd gone through, you would become known around the world, that you would heal multitudes, that you would deliver multitudes? I'm sure you'd sign up for that as well. What if I told you that you would advise kings and presidents all around the world? What if I told you that the favor of God and man would be your destiny? I believe you would sign up for that, too. So you ask why? I'd ask why not. This is what's happened to me. Was I handpicked? So were my father and others before him. The difference is, I could endure and persevere all that came against me. Despite not knowing God was with me from birth, He was always there. Though I had not accepted His call until a decade ago, He was with me. Though I spent most of my life betraying him, he forgave me. So again, you may ask why, but I counter with why not, except I'm living proof. What is your basis for your response? As I was saying earlier, getting to a place of being consumed is a steady process. There are no skipping steps. You must prove to God that you are truly his and for his kingdom. You must become pure of heart. You must fully adopt his spirit, his mind, will, and heart. You must truly become one in every area. As his prophet, I see as he sees. I think as he thinks, and I feel as he feels. You, too, can be this way. This is not because I'm a prophet. It's because I submitted to his will for my life, and I allowed him to transform me into the man standing before you today. If you've been listening to me, then you know my story. How else could I have gotten here? I reached a point where I was broken and at my lowest. I have people hating me. I don't know just because I'm not like them. I have enemies I didn't know existed because of the favor of God in my life. I have people trying to destroy me because they want what I possess or they want to be me. Thus is why you should want to become consumed. It is completely fulfilling. The love you receive alone is unmatched by any love you've received or can imagine. All the other things we all strive for, like peace, joy, happiness, and so forth, all come with the package. There is nothing you are lacking. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:10, after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace who imparts his blessing and favor, who called you to his own eternal glory in Christ, will himself complete, confirm, strengthen, and establish you, making you what you ought to be. This is the reason for becoming consumed. Our preoccupation with our lives often blinds us to the fact that it is God who is making a way. It is God who is providing. May your eyes be open to see and your hearts be open to receive the truth of the God we claim to serve. Be blessed.
Your willingness to listen fills me with gratitude. I'm confident that the wisdom shared here will prove invaluable in navigating your current challenges. Let's invoke divine insight, as described in 2 Kings 6:17, and pray for eyes to see beyond our circumstances. In Hosea 4:6, we're reminded of the dangers of spiritual ignorance, which can lead to our downfall. Embrace this truth with an open heart, guided by the loving presence of the Holy Spirit. Stay encouraged, knowing that where there is great love, miracles abound. Remember, your prophet is here for you, ready to offer support and guidance every step of the way.